Welcome to Full Time. Right now it's Boxing Day and this is Sandy. Today we have my best friend over here, Jill.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hello, hello. This is Jill. I'm Sandy's best friend.
Okay, one of my best friends.
Yeah, one of your best friends.
One of my best friends. How's everybody's Christmas? Hopefully it was all good.
Good.
Yeah, right now UBC is kind of like a ghost town.
Yeah, nobody's here, so we feel kind of
awkward sitting in here. 欢迎收听 Twofold. 今天是加拿大的 Boxing Day. 那我在想，应该没有什么人在听，因为大部分的温哥华人都在 shopping mall里面，然后就还蛮 crazy 的。对对。那么。
节目的一开始，我们就来聊聊就那个现在假期回温哥华如何？不错啊，就是我之前在多伦多念书嘛，然后假期回来温哥华看看好朋友们啊。嗯，对啊，然后刚刚去稍微逛了一下，可是没有买什么啊。据说他这几天过得还蛮
lonely
的，就是很无聊，没有事情做，好朋友都跑了。
So Jill is finishing up her degree in Toronto, and now she's back for a vacation. And according to her, it's quite slow life.
Yeah,
these days.
Very boring, kind of. There's nothing much to do besides meeting friends
and fixing your apartment problem.
Yeah.
All right, today we're gonna talk about some more of a serious talk or serious issue going on.
Serious? Yeah.
Serious,
I would
kind
say
of.
It's serious.
Well, like politically.
Yeah,
it's
politically.
It's kind of serious, but in terms of life, I think most of our friends around us and, you know, the people, the environment that we live in is very supportive.
Yep. Yeah. But, well, especially in Vancouver, especially
yeah.
in Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's about same sex marriage in the world.
Yeah.
And specific to Asia. And then
mm-hmm.
Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, personally, I don't really know much about the topic. I mean, I guess to me, I never really thought about it until I met one of my good friend who happened to like girls, and then she's a girl. It was surprising to me at first, but. And then I thought about it for a while, and I realized that, you know, everyone is the same. And who's to say that, you know, boys should like girls and girls should like boys, and that's the end of the story. So, 我就是今天我们谈的话题是，就是同性恋，然后跟
同性婚姻同性恋，然后在亚洲跟在台湾普遍的想法，跟现在正在进行的一些法案，对吧？对对，那就是现在台湾呢，正在立法院就是通过在审核这样子，然后目前已经通过一读，就是让这个民法呢可以。 允许同性婚姻的结合这样子，那当然这样子的法案就是会引起很多不同的声音，有支持的声音，也有很多反对的声音，所以就 很想就是借由 Sandy 这个节目来聊一聊为什么在亚洲这样子的议题与在国外是那么的不同。So basically in Taiwan right now there have been having discussions on a billamending the civil code in order to legalize same-sex marriage、
mm-hmm.
and thereby implement actual marriage equality. So currently the bill has passed the first read. Many of the reasons, there, of course, when such a bill is in its passing, it has a lot of supportive voices and a lot of oppositions.、Yeah. And I think it will be interesting to discuss the issue around same-sex couples and same-sex marriage、uh-huh. in Asia、mm-hmm. in comparison to here in Canada, which is fully legalized.、
Mm-hmm.
If Taiwan were to pass this bill, it would be a huge step、mm-hmm. forward in terms of human rights because、
yeah.
Taiwan will be the first in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage.、
Yeah.
And I think it's very important because it has the potential to influence、other Asian countries.
The rest of the Asia, yeah. And I really hope that it will pass. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me thinking that people should go against nature.
So you think same-sex attraction is nature?
It's kind of like, to me, I mean, it's the same thing as me falling in love with guys. Or、mm-hmm. like another person falling in love with, you know, another person.、
Mm-hmm.
So who should have the rights to say what is right and what is wrong when it comes to love?
嗯哼，所以我觉得刚刚 Sandy 讲的就是很好，他觉得说，
谢谢。
不管是同性恋还是异性恋，在相爱的本质上是没有不同的。
对的。
那到底是有谁可以去片段说这个是对的，或者是那个是错的？两个人相爱就是相爱嘛。
对啊。
那我觉得爱是没有分别心，没有分别的。
对啊，就是当你 fall in love， 然后当你想要组成一个家庭的时候，但是你却因为大多数人的爱跟你的形式不是很像，然后就被否决掉，我觉得真的是蛮难接受的啦。
对，其实像以前，以前我们也曾经为女性的权利做 fighting， 然后之后有黑人权利，然后现在这个时代就是同志的权利。
嗯，
然后 so in the past we have been, we have fought for women's rights, women's rights to wear their clothing,
to work in the
to vote, to participate in politics, or get even higher up in the company. And there was also the famous African-American rights. And now, in this era, I think it's gay rights that's really...
Drawing
the attention. And I think it's really sad right now that as of August 19, 2013, only 15 countries legalized same-sex marriages. And that includes, I can briefly talk about it, it's Argentina, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Spain, South Africa, Sweden, and Uruguay? Yeah.
I'm not sure how to say.
Anyways. 所以就是现在在8月19号2013年为止有15个国家是同性婚姻是合法化的、
嗯、
他们包括阿根廷、比利时、巴西、加拿大、丹麦、法国、冰岛、荷兰、纽西兰、挪威、葡萄牙、西班牙、南非、瑞典跟乌拉圭。那在英国呢，其实这个法案也同性婚姻法案也已经通过了，然后会在3月29号的2014年正式开始实行这样子。
在哪边通过？
在英国。
哦，在英国。
So UK has already passed the bill to include same-sex marriage and legalize same-sex marriage. But then it will be effective on March 29th, 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, so about 16 countries right now. And many countries have been having, you know, debates, lots of discussions And right now, Taiwan has passed the first read, and I think it's something to be proud of in out of all Asian cultures.
Yeah, so I have read some of the, how do you call that, the bill, like, before it passed, 草案, 是吧?
Bill.
Just basically, bill, okay, yeah. So I have read the bills, and I guess there were three parts to it. And the first part was about same-sex marriage, right?
There are actually three different bills.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first bill, let's focus on same-sex marriage because I think the other ones,
yeah,
I don't know a lot about
a
them.
Ambiguous sometimes. And I think it requires further discussion or clarification towards the writing itself. Because that's kind of, yeah, it's kind of ambiguous. So, if you could read or you could describe the first part, what does it say? I think it's just changing the existing bill from man and woman into partners.
Yeah, into partners. So basically the bill changes is to change, to include...
Marriage element or consists of person and a partner instead of...
Two persons
and a woman.
Yeah. So right now the current law writing is marriage is between a man and a woman. So the bill is to change marriage to between two persons, regardless of their sexuality, sexual orientation, how their gender identification, how they self identify themselves as, and also to change the father and mother into parents, husbands and wives into partners or spouses, in order to include
everyone
instead of excluding gay or lesbians or bisexuals and transgenders. Yeah.
所以，具有可以讲一下那个现在台湾正在讨论的那个草案。
对，所以现在台湾正在讨论的草案，其实他们正在推三个不同的草案。那我们今天这个show就是专注在婚姻平权这个部分，就是同性婚姻。那同性婚姻，他们现在台湾本身法律上的关于婚姻部分的这个法律是说，就是比如说丈夫与妻子，他们会改为配偶。 然后父母改为双亲，就是在这个词汇上面呢，可以包括了更大的群众，而不是只 focus 在不是只专注在异性恋这个部分。Okay,
I'm gonna ask you something very not stupid, but just blah. So why do you think we should pass this agreement? And considering the opponent's idea.
Why should we not pass it?
I guess I'm totally on the let's pass it side, but
well, I think marriage equality should be for everyone. Everyone should have the rights to choose to get into marriage. If I love someone so dearly and so deeply,
and
I want to commit my life to this person, I would want to get married, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just human nature. You wanna spend your life with another person forever. Well, some say that, you know, well, you can always spend your lifetime with another person. You don't need marriage. You don't need that license, right? You don't need that paperwork to say, oh, you guys are married. But then the government should... marriage guarantees the couple certain legal rights and legal protection. For example, property. For example, medical attention. Say that my future spouse is in emergency room and I will need to go visit. And because I'm not a legal spouse, I'm not allowed. But that doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
So, 就像我认为婚姻是... 每一个人都有权利可以去就是进入的。今天如果我与一个人相爱，然后我想要跟他共度一生，为什么我没有那个权利可以去争取这样子的一个法律上的保障？那假设说今天我的配偶在急诊室，然后他需要。 我去拜访，可是因为我在法律上并不是一个法律许可的许可的配偶。
好淡定啊，真的是你爱的人吗？我要去拜访他了，开玩笑的
啊，就是如果我不是一个法定上认可的配偶，我就不可以进去那个急诊室，那我觉得这是一个很不公平的一件事情。所以并不是说哦，你们两个想相爱，然后你们想过一辈子，你们就去过一辈子就好啦，你们不需要那个就是那一张婚姻证书说你们结婚了。可是其实对于很多的伴侣来说这是需要的，他们需要政府认可他们，他们需要法律上的很多保障，比如说遗产财产，然后最常见的问题就是医疗问题，
嗯，
等等，或者是税务问题啊，
领养问题，
对，领养那又是
另外一件事情，
就是他们很多 discussions 很多讨论说同性伴侣到底可不可以就是领养孩子，
嗯，
那不同人有不同的建议，但是意见，但是就是在很多的
建议，
哎呦，
我觉得嘛，
我中文没有那么好，
没有看下来，哎呦，
然后就是。他们就是很多的研究报告都指出异性恋伴侣以及同性恋伴侣所有养的小孩子不管在各方面是没有区别的，
嗯，
是没有说同性恋伴侣养的小孩子他们的心理就会不正常啊，或者是就是会特别的坏啊，或者是学校成绩不好，
嗯，
并没有这么一回事，
嗯，
那目前也没有研究可以指出说同志伴侣所领养的孩子就是会比较差，
嗯，
对。
然后之前你还讲了一点是通常同志伴侣想要领养孩子的时候是他们已经完全做好准备了，
对，
所以那个情况下当父母的话就会对小孩会有就是已经准备好要去照顾这个小孩一辈子嘛，照顾关爱他，
嗯哼嗯哼，
那说不定比起一般就是有些根本就是
还没有准备好的
根本没有准备好的人
异性恋父母，
对，说不定也会是更好的家庭哦，
有可能，
对啊，也有可能，
对啊对啊，
嗯，
So we were talking about same-sex parenting and a lot of times people have different opinions on this topic andso far, there has been no studies indicating that children raised by same-sex couples are any worse or any better than children...
Or have mental disorder.
No. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But there have been no studies proving that, you know, children raised by same-sex couples are any worse or any better than children raised by opposite-sex couples.
Mm-hmm.
So...Yeah.
休息一下，进广告。
Hosts the largest student-led conference in North America.It's called the Student Leadership Conference, and it's happening on Saturday, January 11th, 2014. Learn about how students, staff, faculty, alumni, and community partners are coming together from around the world to be infinite. Register today at slc.ubc.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
接下来我要为大家播一首歌，是张惠妹过去在她那个阿密特专辑里面的，叫做《彩虹》。
So the next song, we're gonna play a song, and this is the song title is Rainbow, and it's by one of the most famous singer in Taiwan, 张惠妹。
倾诉的地方，抱你哭着到天亮、啊、你等待幸福的厨房，那次情人节晚餐却是我陪着你唱、啊、衣柜不算太宽，藏着你想，我们的爱很像，都因男人而受伤，却又继续碰撞。当天空昏暗，当气温失常，你用巨大的坚强总能抵挡。当尖锐想你用彩虹的浪漫温柔包装，衣柜不算太宽，藏着你的天堂，依然欢迎我分享，我们的爱很像，都因男人而受伤，却又继续碰撞。
在处于那个放假状态中，所以思路也有点慢，然后也平常蛮想睡觉这样子。我整个假期过的是还算蛮快乐的，
嗯，
看到我的小侄女就是一天天的长大，
对啊，她真的很可爱，
非常的可爱。
Yeah.
那么，具有那个有 create 一个 page 在 Facebook 上面，我想要让她借由这个机会好好讲一讲，所以
OK。Yeah.
So, Jill has created a Facebook page online, and I want to let her introduce the site to us.
Okay, so basically, once I knew about, because I'm from Taiwan, and once I knew about the issue around same-sex marriage that is going on in Taiwan, and I heard a lot of different opposing opinions are very discriminatory and very... very skewed, and you can see right away there are a lot of misunderstandings that people have against same-sex marriage and gays and lesbians. So that's why I created this page. You can look it up on Facebook. It's called Rainbow Shades of Taiwan. 所以呢，我在因为我是从台湾来的，然后我自从知道了台湾最近在做的同性婚姻的议题以及婚姻平权运动上，我在脸书上面就是创办了这样子的一个粉丝页，叫做“看见彩虹建成”。那为什么我会做这样子的一个粉丝页，是因为我看到了一个 TED Talk。那这个 TED Talk 是由 I.O. Tillett Wright 所演讲的，然后他的演讲的 topic。的那个议题叫做 50 Shades of Gay， 同性恋的50道建成。那他所做的这一件事情，就是他在纽约，他拍了很多就是非百分之百异性恋人的照片。然后呢，他发现他主要就是想要透过照片呢来传达讯息，就是让大家看到说，你看看这些人的面孔，你看着他们的眼睛，他们就跟你一样，并没有不同。然后你现在正在阻止他们去追求他们相爱的权利，去追求他们在法律上的保障。那他们到底有什么不同？用照片来传达这样子一个很 powerful 的、很有力量的一个讯息。
嗯
，So I created this page because I was inspired by a TED talk, and this TED talk was done by I.O. Tillett Wright. She did a talk on 50 Shades of Gay. So basically, what she did was she did a project called Self-Evident Truth, and she took pictures around the United States of people who are non 100% heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
So, a picture says 1,000 words. 图片可以说千言万语. And she basically wants us to look into the eyes of these people and mm-hmm. say that, hey, look at them. They're just normal people, just as you are. And right now, you're doing something there
against them,
against them, and denying their rights to pursue love and to pursue legal protection within the country. So, 我创办了这样子的粉丝团，希望在台湾也可以做类似的事情。那就是希望呢，我们可以收集到一万人或者是更多的台湾。
没有。一万人或者是更多，
哇，就是希望可以超过一万
人就卡住了、哦、
希望可以超过一万人的这个台湾 LGBTQ、嗯、就是 Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender and Queer 男同性恋、女同性恋
Tomato
双性恋、跨性别以及酷儿的这个台湾朋友们寄出你们的。
酷儿是什么？
酷儿是比较广泛的一个称呼，有些人不想把自己放上标签，可是他也不是就是百分之百的觉得自己是异性恋，他不想要，
然后也不觉得自己是同性恋，
他不喜欢这些标签，但是他就是有点像非主流的一个称呼，他不喜欢这些哦，你一定要说我是一个什么恋什么恋、
哦，
那他是一个比较广义的词汇这样子。
那跟那个双性恋有什么不一样？
双性恋是他喜欢男生也喜欢女生，那酷儿他不喜欢这些标签
哦，反正就不管他喜欢什么，就不喜欢标签就对了。
他不喜欢，或许我讲的有错误，那可能有些听众在现在正在就是 argue 我们的感觉，但是我所了解的，如果有 correction， 就是请大家再来 correct 我。但是我所理解的酷儿就是他们不喜欢所谓的这些标签，那他们也不是主流的异性恋，就是百分之百异性恋，那他们也不想被说为哦，我就是一个同性恋，我就是一个跨性别，或者是我就是一个双性恋什么的。
那
所以他们称自己为酷儿。
那酷儿跟出柜呢？就是
出柜是说，出柜是说出完全不一样。
好好好，
出柜是说 coming out of the closet， 就是说你今天向某一个人或者是你的家人啊。承认你的同志身份，承认你并不是
但我觉得酷儿听起来就好像 you're still hiding in the closet.
No, no, no. It's a label. It's I don't know how to explain. Anyways,
Please check Wikipedia.
好坏啊。好了，回到我的粉丝页。Anyways，所以我们希望可以收集到就是一万人台湾的 LGBTQ 的朋友们的照片。那我可以了解到就是在台湾现况下，很多人不愿意这样子公开的把自己的脸放到网络上，所以如果您的投稿中你想要把自己的脸盖起来的话也是可以的。那透过这样的活动呢，我希望能让台湾社会看到不同性别以及性倾向的人。那他们可能是任何人，他们可能是你的邻居、你的朋友、你的孩子，或者是你知道在医院照顾你的护士之类的。So basically, I created this page in order to hopefully collect over 10,000 pictures of the Taiwanese LGBTQ community. To show people that, you know, these people actually exist around every corners of the society, and they're just as normal as anyone. And I can understand that sometimes people are not willing to show their pictures online. So if you like to cover your faces in your submission, you can do so. So if you are like to submit, you can email your picture and the words you like to say to rainbowshadestw@gmail.com, or you can Facebook message directly to the page. So, 如果你想要做投稿的话，你可以寄到 rainbowshadestw@gmail.com， 或者是直接在脸书上面的私讯本活动的粉丝页。Also, we're in Canada, so there's a subsection. If you are a foreigner, meaning you are not Taiwanese, you can do a submission as well to the Facebook page. We have a sub-activity called Support from the World, because we would like Taiwan to get this recognition being the first Asian country to legalize same-sex marriage. So if you have been to Taiwan, or if you areyou love Taiwan and you're in support of marriage equality everywhere around the world, you can submit your words of support to the same email address, rainbowshadestw@gmail.com, or Facebook message us directly. So the Facebook fan page, again, it's called Rainbow Shades of Taiwan, or 看见彩虹渐层。So, yay!
所以就是外国人 submit 的时候要写，就是说从哪一个国家来的，
可以，
对不对？
Yeah. So if you're, you know, you can, if you're a foreigner and you want to support Taiwan in pursuing marriage equality, you can submit your words of support to us. Say where you're from and, you know, send me a picture. Details are on our Facebook fan page. Click like.
I liked it. Okay. Yeah.Another song that we're going to play for you is called Weight of the Seasons by Seth the Whale.
It's a light that I miss.When it's gone, it's the weight of the season, darkness down pressing on me.Of the season, winter on, come lethargy. It's a light that I miss when it's gone. It's the warmth of. Gone away.
watch videos.
Twofold, your first bilingual program in English and Mandarin. Join us on Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m.
谢谢是小屋子点到屋子猪猪猪
Twofold
我爱你妈
Hi, we are back.
那、我们回来了。
妈，我回来了。
不是爸吗？
是吗？爸，我回来了。嗯，好，总之，我们还想要谈一谈，就是同性恋者，或者是你刚刚以上形容的那些词汇的人，他们的想法是怎么样？因为对一个异性恋者来说，就是还蛮有趣的，就是知道不一样的想法，还蛮好玩的。
其实很多人，很多人，每一个人，我不能 ，I can't， 我没办法站在这里，然后说我了解每一个同性恋者的想法。那
也许你可以猜一猜。
但每个人不一样，每个人不一样。那像比如有些人，比如说有些同性恋者，他们可能在很小的时候，或者是他们有意识以来就知道自己喜欢同性，就了解到自己不一样。那也有一些同性恋者是到了青春期，高中开始对于爱情有幻想的时候，就是你知道开始懵懵懂懂的时候，发现自己对于同性比对于异性更有兴趣。那也有很多人到了很晚的时候才发现，
就是都结婚了，小孩都生了，
才发现自己原来其实比较喜欢同性。那因为跟着社会的主流，所以就结婚生小孩啊之类的。那其实我觉得很多人，很多异性恋者可能不了解，觉得说为什么这个人会喜欢同性啊，这太奇怪了，为什么这么的不一样，这个想法到底是怎么来的，那
到底脑袋里面在装什么。
那其实对于同性恋者来说，他们看异性恋的时候，他们也可以问异性恋一模一样的问题，为什么你喜欢异性，为什么你会被异性吸引。可是大部分的异性恋我相信也说不出个所以然，到底为什么，
就那样啊，
就是那样啊。所以同性恋者也是一样的，他们也就会说就是这样啊，就是Lady Gaga 有一首歌就是 Born This Way， 就是他们生出来就是这样，他们上天在造他们的时候所造的样子就是这个样子。就像有些人天生喜欢吃面，有些人天生喜欢吃饭，有些人是左撇子，有些人是右撇子，那有些人是同性恋，有些人就会是异性恋。那所以不要因为
所以说就是双性恋就是两个都很有可能会喜欢就对了。
对，他可以同时被两个不同性别或者是性气质的人吸引。那其实我们现在在讨论的都是以比较两极化的方式来看性别与性倾向。那我们现在讲的不是男就是女，不是阴就是阳，不是黑就是白。但是其实性别并没有这么的简单，性别与性倾向并不是这么简单的分类。那有一种 concept 叫做，这也就是为什么我的那个 Facebook page 叫做 Rainbow Shades， 就是其实在性别里面有很多道不同的渐层，它是一个渐层状的状态，它是一个 spectrum。那有一个 concept 叫做 heterosexual to homosexual continuum， 或者是 the sexual orientation continuum。It's a psychological and philosophical understanding of human sexuality that places sexual orientation on a spectrum instead of into boxes of categories。所以它是性别与性倾向，它是一个渐层，没有人说是。这个概念就是说，没有人说是百分之百的异性恋，这辈子就是百分之百异性恋，或者是每个人就百分之百的同性恋。每一个人都有一点点阳刚的气质，一点点阴柔的气质，不管他是男生还是女生。那在性别以及性向上面也是一样的。那或许在那个我刚刚提到那个 TED Talk 里面 ，I.O. Taylor Wright 他所做的，他在拍完那张照片以后，他就做了一个小小的 questionnaire， 然后问他们说，你觉得你是百分之几%的 同性恋百分之几 percent 的异性恋，然后他就说他看到很多人坐在那里答不出来这个问题，他就是这些人他没办法就是坐在那边然后就想很久说他到底是百分之几的同性恋百分之几的异性恋，那有些人会写90%同性恋10%的异性恋，有些人会写99%的异性恋1%的同性恋、嗯、这样子。
那我觉得这个他去做的这个活动就还蛮有意思的，因为对大部分的异性恋的人来说就是会归类，他们会应该会把自己归类为 100% 的异性恋、
嗯、哼，
因为从来都不会去喜欢同性，然后想到就自己要喜欢同性也是一件非常奇怪很不自然的事情、
嗯、哼
那其实就算是你是异性恋，然后你现在就是还是对这种多少 percent 的同性异性恋不了解或是不赞同的话，我觉得最基本的我们要做的事也是就是给予支持跟包容，因为就是其实不管你是多少 percent 的什么同性恋异性恋，就算你觉得你是1000% 的异性恋那别人他们对爱有不同的定义的时候，我们还是要包容
以及尊重吧，
对，
我觉得
尊重跟包容、啊、
对对对，我觉得尊重是很重要的，不管其实我们会尊重不同的人有不同的喜好，我们会尊重一个人他就是喜欢吃饭啊，
对啊，
有些人就是喜欢吃面、啊
就是、为什么你就我自己一直在想啊，为什么就是像就是同性恋婚姻不合法化，好像就是我吃了一个大餐然后不小心打一个大饱嗝然后就被人家抓去关你知道吗就是我觉得就觉得很奇怪，为什么你不能就他们又没有就是杀人放火，然后他只是想要跟你享有一样的人权、
嗯、哼
一样的保障，然后我觉得就是
其实现在在很多国家同性恋是非法的，就是他们是可以被抓去关、嗯、甚至可以被判死刑的、嗯、那这真的就是这个时代的人权运动所需要做的很大的一个进步。
嗯，然后之前我们之前在说那个图灵嘛，在12月23号的时候被赦免是吧？
对，那你要不要介绍一下图灵是谁？信息你是读 computer science 的
好大的压力啊，所以我们去查了一下图灵呢，他是对整个社会整个世界有非常重大影响力的人，那他是一个英国的数学家逻辑学家，然后被视为电脑科学之父那他的同时他也是一个男同性恋者，然后之前是在对这个国家，然后对第几次大战？
第二次
世界大战的提早结束有非常大的贡献。然后在这些大的贡献之后，被发现他是一名同性恋者，然后之后要给他两个选择：坐牢或是打女性荷尔蒙。然后他到最后，据说是受不了身心的折磨而自杀身亡。
对，
although他的死因到现在就是真正是不是有人去害他或什么还不是很清楚，但是在12月24号今年，所以就是两天前，英国司法部宣布英国女王伊丽莎白二世赦免上世纪50年代因同性恋而被定罪的英国著名数学家密码学家电脑科学之父图灵。
yeah.
So We will play a song and then we'll come back with the English version of the reason why it has shades and the Facebook page and the other observations. So the song that we just played for you is called Harvard, and it's by Vienna Ting.
所以呢，我放这首歌是希望每个人都可以在必要的时候给予对方支持。那对于你不理解还未能理解的事情，也可以多去关心，多去认识，然后不要只是一味的反对。
没错没错，要想想看，就是你今天所做的反对行为对于其他人来说是
多大的伤害，
是多大的一个伤害，以及多大的一个压力。那你今天可以很口头上的就说一句反对，或者是我就是讨厌，我就是不喜欢，那其实你把你这样的一个小小的动作，对你来说不以为然的动作，你可能已经把一些人放进很深层的压力中，以及一个很不舒服的位置。
So can you talk a little bit more about the different shades and the experiment?
Yeah. So my Facebook page is called Rainbow Shades of Taiwan, and the reason why the word shades is in it is because there's a concept of heterosexual to homosexual continuum. Sexuality shouldn't be defined as, you know, a set of different labels. So you are either a lesbian or you are either a heterosexual. You are either a gay or you are a heterosexual. You know, some people are bisexual. Some people don't feel any of the labels, existing labels, fit them. So this concept called the sexual orientation continuum places sexual orientation within a spectrum. So sexuality... I don't know how to say this, but I feel that it shouldn't be, you know, so set of different labels. It should be a continuum. Everyone stands within a certain space on this a certain position on this continuum.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different shades. For example, from black to white, I think that's a better understanding. There are different shades of gray. I think that's the name of a book, like 50 Shades of Grey. There are many multiple shades of different grey. And most people actually fall within this grey area. The majority of people falling within this grey area. And where you stand is personal. Is everyone's different. So we shouldn't just, you know, exclude a bunch of people. If you were to exclude a certain... you know, number of people being gay, where should you draw the line? Is it that one person that encounters one homosexual experience, but 99% of the time she encounters a heterosexual experience, should you exclude her from getting some certain rights?
And then I added on top saying that, 'cause for me, from my point of view, it was clear that I think most people who are heterosexual would think that they're 100% heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't agree with the idea of putting sexuality into a spectrum, we could still try to accept the differences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then learn from it and
respect different people, basically.
Respect different idea.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone likes to eat noodles, you're not going to force them to eat rice, right?
Well, if I cook rice only. Sorry, you only have rice to eat tonight.
just a joke, yeah. But you get the idea. Mm-hmm. Basically, everyone have different preferences. Yeah. We were born to be different. Mm-hmm. There is no two exact copies. Yeah. Even twins have differences.
Oh yeah, there was a post that was posted on your Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of interesting because it was a twin sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Your twin sisters, and then one were homosexual, and then the other was heterosexual.
So basically, one is straight, and the other one is gay, and they're twins.
So it's not like a gene thing. It's kind of it's not gene related.
Well, there are studies indicating that there are some genetic influences, but so far there's no solid scientific evidence saying that it's a personal choice or it's genetic makeup.
Yeah, but they were identical twins.
They're identical twins, but. you know, that it's complicated. You can't just pinpoint, oh, this gene defines your sexual orientation. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the future we will be able to do that. But so far there's no scientific evidence to say whether or not it's environmental or whether or not it's completely genetic. Mm-hmm. I personally think it's a mixture of both. There's mm-hmm. some genetic makeup and there's some environmental influences.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we will have to conclude today's talk, and I'm very, very happy that Jill can join us. And yeah, I've been waiting for her to visit the show for a very long time.
Really?
Well, as I told you, it's just one of my good friends, best friend.
Okay, 我也很高兴就是今天可以来 Sandy 的 show， 然后
如果有最后三个诉求，三件事情你想要说，你想要 people's takeaway。
Well, first, like my Facebook page, Rainbow Shades of Taiwan， 看见彩虹建设，请你到 Facebook 上去成为点 like， 然后我you know go on Facebook and click like。Second thing I want to say is you know really nobody should be excluded in any means or being discriminated against in any means just because these people have certain differences mm-hmm. than say the majority, the norm. 我觉得任何一个人都不应该被排挤或者是被歧视，因为这些人有一些与主流不同的地方。
Mm-hmm.
Third thing is I wish marriage equality can be implemented everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
我希望就是婚姻平权现在这个世纪是就是同志权利在运动正在进行的一个世纪，那我希望、mm-hmm. 婚姻平权就是同志婚姻可以在世界的各个角落都可以
合法化，
被执行被合法化、mm-hmm. 因为任何一个国家都有同志，任何一个地方都有同志。
嗯
yeah，
或许是你不认识的人，或是你爱的人，或者是家人朋友，
他可能是，或者是你的 prof 也有可能，都有可能啊。
Certain indication， 对吧？所以我的结论是，非常感谢 Jill 今天来收听，今天来参与这个节目。然后呢，我深信台湾是一个非常民主进步的地方，那非常非常。非常非常的爱投入在这个法案上面，然后大家一起为这个法案能够通过而祈祷。那我可以看见一个 bright future coming.
Taiwan is one of the most, well, compared to other Asian countries, Taiwan is one of the more friendly, gay friendly,
yeah, more supportive
supportive country in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely see Taiwan passing this bill. Hopefully it will. And hopefully it won't take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then go Taiwan for marriage equality.
Yes.
So you can also go on my Facebook page to
like
support Taiwan.
Yes.
To support Taiwan
and
in
then
pursuing
read a lot
equality.
More articles related to that. And she's been mm-hmm. posting it very regularly. Mm-hmm. And you'll find it interesting.Lastly, we're gonna play you a song. It's called 你就不要想起我 by Hebe. 所以希望草案可以通过，
耶！
同志婚姻合法化落实在地球的每一个角落，
耶 ！Same-sex marriage in Taiwan and everywhere.
Okay, so Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year! 新年快乐，
新年快乐，拜拜，
拜拜。
久了还是美好，感觉全世界都在窃窃嘲笑，我能有多骄傲，不堪一句好不好，一碰到你我就被撂倒。
深情汹涌波涛。